Welcome back to another episode of 9.09ers English Weekly. I'm your host, Brian, and for the past few weeks, we've been talking about some insights on how to improve your English. Today's episode will be no different, only that we're focusing on the importance of confidence when learning English. We often undervalue ourselves, and that's a fact. For second language learners, there's always a tendency for us to think that we're not good enough. Oftentimes, we perceive our progress to be too slow or that we're never going to make it. It's a difficult obstacle that typically leads to individuals quitting before they even get comfortable speaking a language. Self-undervaluation, in the context of language learning, refers to the belief that one is not capable of becoming proficient in a foreign language, and that includes English. It often stems from self-doubt, fear of failure, or negative past experiences. This mindset can be a major roadblock that prevents individuals from reaching their full potential in language acquisition. To understand self-undervaluation, we must first delve into its origins. And off the top of my head, I can think of one major contributor to this, which is the fear of failure and rejection. In a country like ours, the Philippines, where English is seen to be the true measure of one's intellect, some people don't feel that the language is for them in the first place. They don't want to try, since failure to learn the language would only sort of validate that they are not good enough, not bright enough, or not intelligent enough. Some people also think that it's worthless to learn English, as it's only for educated people, or maybe it's only for the rich and privileged, which is actually an absurd notion. They feel that they shouldn't even try learning it, as it's going to make them look and sound as if they're trying so hard. What we fail to realize is that learning English is actually a step that enables us to inch closer to our dreams. If we are to stay in our comfort zones and not improve ourselves, our talents, and our skills, we'll stagnate. English is not a language that is built for the elite. It's one that opens doors for us to communicate better with other people across the globe, allowing us to succeed in every field we choose to endeavor. But that's certainly not all. There's also this tendency for us to compare ourselves with others. I don't know where this behavior stemmed from exactly, or how this mentality has become ingrained in our culture, but it seems humans are hardwired to compare ourselves to other people. We love competition, but we often think that the best competition is with other people. This is frustrating and demotivating, as people in this world are never born equal. Not all of us are given the same opportunities, the same intellect level, the same talents, and the same abilities. We might be good with one thing and we might fail miserably with another. This endless need for validation does nothing but to set us up for more frustration and disappointment. I believe learning English is not about being the best out there, because certainly there's always going to be another person who'd be better and more proficient than you are. I repeat, there will always be someone better. To overcome this, I think people need to realize that their only competition is themselves. Think of yourself and your current English level right now as the baseline from which you're going to compare future progress. If you learned a new word, spoke more comfortably, or come up with a brilliant write-up, that only goes to show that you're now better than your previous version of yourself. Again, your only competition is yourself. Never mind what others would think. It's for your own growth and personal development more than anything. Learn how to cultivate a healthy self-image to allow you to improve with confidence. Another barrier that hinders us from learning the language effectively is probably a past experience or trauma that we had. It may be from our parents, relatives, peers, or teachers. I remember this one time when my professor asked me to stand in front of the class and instructed me to pronounce a word for more than 10 times over. My tongue got tied so many times, and I struggled so hard to perfect the pronunciation in front of the class, and it was very embarrassing. A weak heart would quit after such a traumatic experience. However, for me, how I overcame these experiences matters more than the trauma I received. Why can't we silence these people who bullied us and maltreated us in the past by overcoming all of those hardships and coming out stronger, tougher, and better? Instead of weeping in a corner and giving up all hope, why don't you stand strong, pull yourself back up, and strive to be better to prove all of your detractors and naysayers wrong? I think it's the best way to deal with bullies. And yes, I got over this traumatic experience, and I'm actually teaching English now. So much for someone who can't pronounce a word correctly back in college and being laughed at for my thick accent. Indeed, negative language learning experiences can create a long-lasting impact. But experience has also taught me that there's no limit to what we can achieve if we don't let other people pull us down. So now that we have discussed some of the few things I think can slow us down and make it so difficult for us to learn English, let's talk about the harmful consequences of undervaluing ourselves, both in the short term and long term. When I was young, we had a fish tank. As a child, I loved watching our pet fish swimming around in the fish tank. We had a few tiny koi carps, and I thought they were so cute. When we were starting to take care of them, we only had a small aquarium that was enough for just maybe less than 10 of these fish. And you know what I noticed? 1 year into taking care of them, they were not growing significantly. They remained almost the same size. Then my dad built a koi pond at our garden and transferred all of our fish in the pond. The pond was massive and spanned the entire length of our front garden. Our pet fish can freely move about and explore all the areas in the pond. And what we have noticed is they've grown significantly over just a few months until they became such majestic creatures, gliding smoothly through the water like vivid brushstrokes on a canvas. Looking at this experience as an adult made me realize that if we are given fewer opportunities, scarce resources, and limiting circumstances, we might never know how far we can go, how much we can grow, and what potential we have in us. It impedes our progress and slows us down. But if we are to stay in a nurturing environment and we know that we can achieve so much, our progress will never be slowed down. And we can certainly achieve greater heights, may it be learning a language or changing our lives for the better. So don't undervalue yourself and limit yourself. Step out of your comfort zone so you'd be able to explore and hone the talents that you never knew you're gifted with. If at first you don't succeed, try and try until you do. Apart from this, learn that reduced confidence does nothing but affect your self-esteem and confidence. It's a vicious cycle. You do not want to try since you're underestimating yourself and undervaluing your capacity. You get disappointed in the process, you lose your confidence, and you sulk because of how incompetent you see yourself as. Then after crying over this, you undervalue yourself even more, and the cycle continues until you realize one day that you've already lost all the opportunities that were once open for you to grasp just because you had always been afraid of trying. Break away from this cycle. Everyone deserves a better life. It's all about how much we try to achieve success and to change our lives that sets apart those who fail to succeed and those who reach the pinnacle of their ambitions. In an underdeveloped country such as the Philippines, having a good command of the English language allows us to not only thrive, but to excel in whatever career path we pave for ourselves. By being internationally competent and competitive, we excel in many different aspects. We are given more job opportunities, whether here in our home country or abroad. We create windows of opportunity to reach outside markets. And we learn so much about the world and enrich our knowledge and wisdom. Learning a language as important as English is not just about flaunting how good you are or what social class you belong to. It is also about breaking barriers that limit you from reaching your full potential. Growing up, I've learned that the most important person in your life are not your parents, not your peers, and not even your role models. The most important person in your life is no one else but you. No affirmation from other people can measure up to the impact of affirming yourself. When nobody wants to trust you, to believe in you, or to invest in you, choose to trust, to believe, and to invest in yourself. Trusting yourself and thinking positively and not caring about what others would think helps you to stay focused on your goal. Affirm yourself every day, even if others won't. Additionally, goal setting is important, and it is equally important to motivate yourself to achieve this goal. Sometimes learning a new language is difficult, not because it essentially is, but because our motives to learn it are not compelling enough for us to strive. A few years ago, I was so addicted to Korean dramas that, at one point, I tried learning the language. I did learn a few phrases and words, but midway, I just gave up. Now, looking back, it was not really because it was so hard to learn it that made me quit. It's actually because it wasn't really my priority to begin with. My intention to learn it was shallow. I just wanted to learn it to understand the lines in the Korean dramas that I watched. The commitment was not there. If only I had the drive back then to live in Korea, study there, learn the country's culture, or even make a living out of learning that language, that situation might have been different. When we want something but don't wholeheartedly put our hearts and minds into it, we set ourselves up for failure. But if we feel that something is worth learning, and if we think that it's a skill that's life-changing, we put in more effort, and we strive harder. Okay, at this point, I'd like to touch on some techniques for maintaining motivation and discipline throughout this daunting learning journey. I mean, I can talk about so many things, like some advice perhaps on how to be better, but I have one very crucial piece of advice for those who are starting their journeys. Before anything, you need to understand that it's going to be a rocky road. No journey is perfect, and you're always going to stumble or fall. So the most important thing to remember is to embrace failure. Learning to cope with failure builds mental resilience. It equips us with the ability to bounce back from setbacks, face adversity, and maintain a positive outlook even in challenging circumstances. Have you ever wondered why we always get fascinated by rags-to-riches stories even more so than the lives of rich people who were born with a silver platter? It's because they remind us of our humanity. They send an inspiring message that embracing failure can be a stepping stone to success. And it's true. Failure often precedes success, and it provides valuable feedback that can guide us towards our objectives. When we're learning English, we learn more from our mistakes and pitfalls. When I was preparing for my English test, I loved having coaching sessions with my mentors at Niner. I always loved hearing what they had to share. They always provided feedback, whether positive or negative, and both of these I absorbed and learned from. If nobody is going to point out your mistakes, you'll never learn that they're wrong. That extra nudge always helps you to be more self-aware of the things that need to be improved and propels you to be better and better every day. And since I've been talking about coaches, it's important to surround yourself with the right people. It's not wise to keep toxic people who trap you and limit what you can achieve. If you really want to still stay in the same circle, then be that person who lifts all of you up. You are what you surround yourself with. Instead of meeting friends to endlessly complain about your current circumstances, why not talk about what you can do to improve your language skills so you can change the status quo? Set targets for yourself and your friends. Dream of living, studying, working, or migrating abroad, and take the necessary steps to make these dreams come true with the right people beside you. Whether they're your friends, your family, or your significant others, support each other, and lift each other up. As we wrap up today's episode, remember, confidence is important in developing and improving your English skills, and confidence comes with competence. Thanks for joining us on another episode of 9.09ers English Weekly Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. You can reach us via email at training@nineronlinereview.com, or you can visit our website at shop.nineronlinereview.com. Please also follow us on our socials, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and all other platforms. Until next time, take care and best of luck on your English tests.